broadcasting live from the West End Waltham in Boston, Massachusetts, for Vistage Executive Summit 2015. It's CEO exclusive. Now, here's your host, Soyini Koch.
Welcome to the Vistage Executive Summit in Boston. My guest in this segment is Joe Young at Global Data Systems. Joe, it's great to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So Global Data Systems is a managed service company in the IT space. And tell us a little bit about the company. And a lot is changing in that environment. So I would love to hear from you. What are the trends that are happening in that space that you think other middle market CEOs need to know about?
Sure. Global Data Systems, we've been around since 91, so we're a dinosaur in the IT services space. And we started providing managed services to the mid-market, I'd say about late 90s. So we were early adopters of providing those types of services. We've evolved over the years, as you can imagine, because as technologies change and requirements change and whatnot, we've had to change along with that. We still provide managed services, but it takes on a different flavor now in that the cloud is here. And, you know, in a nutshell, what that means is that folks are no longer utilizing on-premise equipment. They're using someone else's equipment. They need help administering and managing the cloud. And so our services have evolved to meet those demands. We're much more active with providing managed cloud services. And we do also provide a lot of migration services. As you can imagine, there's a lot of needs and requirements moving from an on-prem deployment to a cloud-based deployment. And there's a lot of analysis and assessment that needs to go on to make that successful.
And so does your average middle market company have a lot of on-premises servers and all that kind of stuff? So tell us about what that really looks like for a small or medium-sized business, because I don't necessarily have a sense of that.
Sure. It certainly is different from company to company. For instance, I was just in a company the other day that had maybe 50 employees, so that's pretty small. They had about 40 servers.
Wow. What do they do?
They are a manufacturer.
Okay.
And provide some, they're in manufacturing. I apologize because it escapes me what they actually created, what they actually make, but they're a manufacturing company. Whereas I've also been in some companies that are much, much larger than that, 10 times the size. And they may have, a couple hundred servers. So it really does range depending on, you know, the size of the companies and whatnot. And so what we find is a lot of companies are in the early stages of adopting cloud technologies. And so one of the first things that we hear is it safe? Is it secure? Will my data be secure? And, you know, there's varying answers to that, but what we do is we make sure that they are secure and their data is protected once they move into the cloud. And they'll usually move an application at a time and perhaps retire some of their on-prem equipment as they do that. So their CapEx will go down, their OpEx will become predictable over time, and it's usually a pretty good thing for companies to move in that direction.
So how does a company know if and when it's time to start thinking about cloud migration?
Yeah, I would say most of the time we find the company starts thinking about it is when it's time to do a refresh. So as soon as there's an upgrade that needs to be done, or new hardware that needs to be purchased, that's when they start to question, okay, do we want to go through this every 3-5 years, or do we want to let someone else take care of this for us? And that's usually the biggest driver we find.
Is there ever a time that you would recommend actually keeping everything on premise? I mean, is cloud always the answer?
No, it's not always the answer. Most of our implementations are hybrid, so it's either a public and private cloud or some sort of a public or private cloud as well as on-prem. And I see a lot more younger companies adopt total cloud, implementations, whereas the more established companies, the older companies we see, typically have some sort of a hybrid deployment.
Tell us about when somebody says, okay, it's time to think about moving to the cloud. What is the investment like? How long does the process take? I mean, so in theory, they're moving from some sort of a, I would go out and buy all this equipment, to something that's more of a subscription or a variable mm-hmm. model. What do the economics look like? What do they do with all that other stuff that they had?
1-800-JUNK, come and take it away a lot of times. it could be reused for whatever purpose internally. But we specialize in the healthcare world. And so I can tell you.
And so just healthcare means a lot of things. Is that insurance? Is that providers? Is that, hospitals?
It's providers.
ASCs? Okay.
Typically an ambulatory practice.
Okay.
We typically serve anywhere from a one doc practice on up to about a 150 doc practice, and that can range from, 10 users on up to about 600-700. Mm-hmm. And so what we typically see in that type of a environment, the process and time frame to get someone from where they are, and that could be in a hosted environment or on-prem, to our environment, typically takes, with testing, about 60 to 90 days. And the biggest part of that is that organization's testing of the new environment. When we move them into the cloud, they need to make sure that everything still works, obviously. And in a healthcare environment, there's a lot of moving parts. There's interfaces to various labs and other hospitals and other devices and whatnot. Those still need to maintain connection and, pass data securely, as well as, access to the patient data is obviously paramount. And the doctor's ability to move around within these applications is paramount. An extra click could add 10 minutes to a visit, which they just don't have that kind of time. And so the testing of that deployment out of that 60 days could be 45 of it. So it's, could be upwards of 3/4 of the time is really heavily placed on that testing of, the new environment. You asked about cost and that sort of thing.
The economics. What's the underlying economic model? How does this affect the economics of let's say, an ASC?
It has an effect on, let's see. They move their infrastructure away from capital expenditure, and now it becomes an operational expense. It's a predictable expense, and not only is it predictable, but it's also it takes away from their ability or need to provide the ongoing support of the various applications and systems, meaning it's someone else's problem now, mm-hmm. and a lot of times that falls on our company. But that's what we do. We'll maintain those systems for folks and they'll have a predictable cost year in, year out. Their upgrades and their refresh, it's all done for them, really behind the scenes without them knowing it's being done. And so it takes away from that entity needing to budget, hundreds of thousands of dollars every couple of years to do exactly what we're doing on a consistent year-over-year basis.
So we're talking to CEOs, right? This is the premise of the show. This is Vistage. Why should a CEO care about this? I mean, to me, this seems like it would be like, an IT problem and confusing and, et cetera, et cetera. Why is this important from an executive standpoint?
That is a great question.
I try.
It is great because there are some CEOs who see IT as a strategic advantage and others who see it as a nuisance and just a cost. There's no right or wrong there, but if you're a CEO who knows technology can be a strategic advantage for you, then this is important, obviously. You want to do more with less. It can help with your cost structure. It can help with your ability to reach out to your clients and your and/or patients. And so, you know, it is important to those types of CEOs. And I would say that's in the majority now. Not many CEOs or executive management teams view technology as a hindrance or merely just a evil necessity.
I don't understand, and I would love you to walk me through this. Like, how does, you know, switching, taking servers and, you know, going from servers to the cloud make a company more strategic? I help kind of close the gap there.
Sure. Well, it typically can make them more nimble in that they can do more without having to. Let me back up. You're in the business of X. You're not in the business of IT. And so why would you want to develop a whole entity within your organization that does nothing but deal with IT? It doesn't make sense. It's not your business. It's not your strength. In fact, it can be a distraction. Moving to the cloud can take that away, maybe not in entirety, but can take a lot of that headache away. A lot of times I jokingly refer to us as the plumbers of the technology world. And in a sense, we are. We're working behind the scenes, more or less. We're making sure these things work. They're stable. They're secure. They're working the way you need them to work. We're doing the things that, as a company, you know it needs to be done, but you don't really want to do it. And so, you know, that's why it's important. It can allow a company to be quicker to respond to their customers. As I already spoke about, having more predictable cost, not having those surprises where, you know, there's downtime events that could be catastrophic, and even disaster recovery, which can go along with a cloud implementation, can be paramount to maintaining a company's operations.
And finally, as we kind of take the context into the day, we're here at the Vistage Executive Summit, and you're a Vistage member. What are some of the things that you hope to get out of today?
Yeah, for me, it's about making some connections here and hearing about some of the successes and failures that some of the other guys, you know, have gone through. That to me is pretty valuable. I learn more talking with folks than, don't get me wrong, the what I've heard here so far has been great, and the speakers have been awesome. Really like that alcohol delivery guy. He was pretty cool. but I really enjoy talking with some of the other CEOs out there and hearing what they're doing, what their challenges are, how they're, you know, meeting those challenges, and you know, the way they're developing some of the plans for their companies over the next couple of years. And, you know, I take that and, you know, kind of formulate what might work for me, you know. So that's what I really hope to get out of it.
Well, thank you for taking a few moments out of your day-to-day to tell us a little bit about cloud and how CEOs can think more strategically about IT.
Sure. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.